And sitting opposite me is Congressman Ed Royce from California. How you doing, Congressman?
Well, I'm doing well today.
You're staying busy. You don't stop for a minute.
We've got a lot going on here, but I think it's important that we focus on one of the big problems, illegal immigration, with all the other things swirling around us. If we take our eye off this ball, we've got a major problem with operational control of that border on our southern border.
And we have been distracted with wars, with the possibility of the government shutting down this Friday, and with, I guess, the unwillingness of congressional leadership to get with the program and make a few cuts to a crazy level of spending.
I agree. But I just came back from the border, and I had an opportunity to talk to a lot of the ranchers. We had a town meeting down there in New Mexico. We talked to Border Patrol agents. What they share with us is their concern that, in fact, it is the cartels that are obtaining the control, the operational control down there. So the legislation that I am introducing, with some help from Lamar Smith, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, is legislation which is going to get the operational control under the border back into the hands of our Border Patrol and our National Guard troops that can be on the border under this law. It will allow state and local officials to enforce our immigration law. And lastly, it is going to strengthen visa security. It's finally going to finish that automatic exit system where we're supposed to be able to find out who's overstayed their visas, who's still illegally in the country for the first time.
Why has that been so hard to do, given that if you come in and they give you a visa and it has an expiration date, why is it that when that expiration date is up, that person isn't immediately identified through whatever, his driver's license or whatever? And say he's come in as a student. He stays here for a few years. His visa's up. The day it's up, we should be finding that young man or woman saying, you know, you've overstayed your welcome. You've got to get out of here.
And what a deterrence if we actually knew. But the Open Borders Lobby does not want us. The administration, and I would argue the last administration as well, did not want us to complete this project. So this will do that. And I think, frankly, if we don't start listening to our customs agents and our Border Patrol people, there were over 700 attacks last year on our Border Patrol agents. Some are losing their lives in this fight. They say, listen, it's time for the double fence for us to deploy behind that for our own security. It's time for us to take that operational control away from the cartels like we've done in San Diego where we built the fence. Crime goes down by 50% on both sides of the fence. It's 96% effective. That's the testimony. Why not continue what works? And why not give our men and women in the Border Patrol and U.S. Customs the tools they need to defend themselves and do their job?
You know, Congressman, I was going to tell you, back in my neck of the woods in the Northwest, one of the biggest business admired women, Gert Boyle, her face is all over the country. She, Columbia Sportswear, one of America's biggest companies. Do you know that there was an attempted kidnapping on her by an illegal alien and two Confederates? They've now all pled guilty. And when was the last time you heard of anybody in America kidnapped for ransom?
Well, unfortunately for me, it would have been a while, but for the fact that I was down there in New Mexico and Arizona.
Okay, but over the border, how often do kidnappings for ransom happen in Mexico?
Well, that's a daily occurrence
right
in some of these
now
cities.
This stuff is now coming north, and here you've got this major corporation owner who's kidnapped in her own home.
Yes.
And barely survives. They were going to kill her for $20,000 ransom.
Right.
And all of this is coming into our country because of this lax attitude.
And I talked to the family of one individual who was, in fact, kidnapped, and they did pay a ransom. And I asked about, did anybody go to law enforcement on this? They said, no, we did not go to law enforcement because the cartel's already infiltrated. The gangs are here. They're all over. We're afraid. When you have ranchers, when you have people in the business community telling you, you know, that basically we're losing the fight, and when you have the Border Patrol agents tell you they're better armed, the cartels and the gangs that work for them are better armed than us. They have better equipment. They can listen into our conversations. We can't listen into theirs.
And, Congressman, are they getting some of those arms from the BATF?
Well, we know the facts on that now, yes.
Exactly.
Right.
We should be ashamed of the way this is handled. Congressman, I got a break.
Lars, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time and what you're doing for the state of California. That's Congressman Ed Royce from California. You hear the concern, and think about that. When a major corporation head like Gert Boyle could be kidnapped in her own home, the attempt anyway, she fought them off. They were going to kill her. They threatened to kill her for $20,000 cash. Is that the kind of thing you want in the United States of America? Live on Capitol Hill, you're listening to the Lars Larson Show.